You're listening to SBS News.
ASIO is not usually in the public spotlight. Director General Mike Burgess says the spy agency's job is to quietly protect Australia, but sometimes it's necessary to make plain what their mission is. In a speech outlining what ASIO considers are the biggest threats to Australia's security, Mike Burgess was clear.
It's assumed if you're in the shadows, you must be shadowy. But we can dispel that with sunlight by explaining who we are, what we do, and why we matter.
The police dealing with these protesters, thought to have set alight the doors to Old Parliament House in Canberra at a protest earlier this year, are not the only authorities applying scrutiny. ASIO has also been involved and warns dangerous escalations are likely to continue. Mike Burgess says COVID-19 has provided ample opportunity for mischief.
While ASIO's overall terrorism caseload has decreased since this time last year, there's been a distinct increase in radicalisation and specific issue grievances. Some Australians believe the government's approach to vaccines and lockdowns infringed their freedoms. And in a small number of cases, grievance turned to violence.
ASIO feels the lockdowns have affected Australia's security environment because Australians spent so much more time online during the height of the pandemic.
More online shopping meant more cybercrime. More online engagement provided greater opportunities for radicalisation. More working from home enabled or increased the risk of cyber-enabled espionage.
According to the Director General, another worrying trend is the age of those being radicalised. Their age range continues to drop, with some confirmed to be as young as 13. ASIO says in the past, children made up 2-3% of new counter-terrorism investigations. In 2021, that figure rose to 15%. International pressures have been identified too. There are fears violent extremism will be fostered under the Taliban and that foreign fighters could be also drawn to other flashpoints around the world, like the border between Russia and Ukraine. But an immediate concern is a direct ploy to infiltrate Australian politics by interfering in an election. The disclosure, as well as revelations that foreign spies are now using dating apps like Tinder and messaging apps like WhatsApp to make contact, has sparked fresh concern about the shadowy world of political engagements. ASIO's Director General is refusing to say which poll was targeted, but says a wealthy person connected to a foreign government was identified. Mike Burgess says the agency can be transparent about a lot of things, but not which politicians it's shadowing.
Actually, it happens at all levels of government in every state and territory, including the federal. So it's everywhere. It's pointless to call it out. The other important point to note there is the harm was dealt with. The election was not interfered with. Our elections remain secure.
Federal Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says the government is keen to combat homegrown terrorism and extremism efforts. But Labor says the $69 million allocated for countering extremism over the past decade isn't enough. Opposition Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally is on record as saying domestic threats must be taken seriously.
We do not need to wait for a Christchurch-like terrorist attack to occur in Australia to understand the danger that we face.
Senator Rex Patrick feels the same way.
There's no greater transparency with ASIO as a result of the new Director General's appointment. We've given more and more power to our intelligence services without having the right checks and balances in place. Even the Parliament doesn't know what they're doing.
He says more accountability is needed.
Federal and state politicians are the key targets for foreign influence operations, and yet those very politicians are exempt from the Foreign Influence Transparency Scheme. It's a major flaw in the whole foreign influence toolbox.
Deborah Grogg, SBS News.